you, colleague, and a very good afternoon to you all. Mr. Vice President, allow me to present a portion, the indicated portion of the report. On freedom of thought, conscience, and religion, the state of Eritrea guarantees citizens' rights of freedom of conscience and religion in accordance with the law. As per the National Charter, the national system is secular and independent from religions, while also ensuring religious equality. Article 3 of Proclamation 7395 recognizes that religions and religious institutions have the right to practice their spiritual activities. However, the spiritual activities must not disturb the peace, security, and unity of the state and its citizens. The proclamation also obliges religions and religious institutions to register and declare all their movable and immovable properties. On freedom of opinion and expression, the domestic laws and international and regional human rights agreements that Eritrea has ratified guarantees the right to freedom of opinion and expression within the boundaries set by the law. Several initiatives have been implemented to improve citizens' access to information, including various media outlets and radio programs, particularly targeting those residing in remote areas. Currently, Eritrea relies on satellite connectivity for internet access, which restricts the speed and bandwidth available. However, since 2021, Eritrea Telecommunication Company has introduced a new satellite technology called Medium Earth Orbit, which provides faster internet speeds and lower latency compared to the previously used geostationary Earth Orbit satellite. Alongside dedicated ADCL and Wi-Fi facilities, the National Telecommunication Company also offers different optional packages such as volume-based service and off-peak hour service to encourage internet service customers. On the national legal system, the national legislations of Eritrea are based on core principles that prioritize human dignity and the recognition and protection of fundamental rights. As a result, the government of Eritrea is committed to creating a society that is just and equal, where the dignity and basic rights of all individuals are equally upheld without any form of discrimination. The national legal system has implemented legal measures to prevent and address various crimes while ensuring that all due process guarantees are observed. As part of the government's initiatives to raise public awareness about national laws and international and regional instruments, two successive annual National Law Weeks were organized. On juvenile justice, juveniles are treated differently than adults and are not held in custody with them. When young offenders are found guilty, they are subjected to special disciplinary measures, such as admission to a rehabilitation institution and supervised education. To ensure justice for juvenile children, the government has established a probation service that provides counseling and supports their integration into schools and communities. Several initiatives are underway to introduce a restorative justice model for juvenile children. This model aligns with Eritrea's community values and focuses on repairing harm, strengthening the community, fostering relationships between offenders and victims, and reintegrating juvenile delinquents into society. Efforts are also made to incorporate obligations emanating from international and regional conventions into the draft national codes and other domestic legislations. Eritrea family law upholds the principle of gender equality in all matters related to marriage and family. This means that both men and women are treated equally when it comes to entering into marriage, managing children, children affairs, handling property, determining residence, resolving family disputes, and exercising other family-related rights and responsibilities. On conditions of detention, efforts have been made to ensure that legal standards are followed in all police stations to safeguard the rights of detainees. Police inspectors and the legal services office regularly conduct inspections of the institutions. Additionally, the Office of the Prosecutor General and High Court judges carry out regular inspections of all police stations and detention facilities as mandated by Proclamation 1/1991. The Eritrean Correction and Rehabilitation Services are responsible for managing detention facilities in compliance with human rights principles and standards. The primary principle is to ensure that individuals detained are treated humanely and with dignity. Major prison facilities have their own health services, which are equipped with basic laboratories and staffed by nurses to address basic health care needs. Additionally, 7 centers have dedicated facilities for HIV and TB testing. For more severe cases, detainees are referred to national health facilities and hospitals. Furthermore, regular programs for HIV and TB prevention and sensitization and advocacy are conducted in all prison centers. All prison centers provide regular education programs from elementary to secondary level in accordance with the national curriculum. From 2019 to 2022, a total of 3,623 inmates were enrolled in grade 1 to 12 in several prison centers, with an average promotion rate of 82% to the next grade. Inmates are encouraged to participate in the National University Entrance Examination, which provides them with the opportunity to continue their education at the degree, diploma, and certificate levels. As of 2022, 5 detainees are still pursuing their studies in the management and business degree program, while 7 are currently enrolled in an accounting diploma program. All prisoners undertake capacity building and awareness raising programs. The right of detainees to unrestricted religious belief and practices in accordance with the prison management regulation is implemented. And inmates continue to pray, fast, and observe their rights related to their respective religions and beliefs. I thank you.